The heart of the $19 billion gas project is Hela Province in the remote and rugged central highlands of Papua New Guinea. ExxonMobil led the construction of a 435-mile pipeline to deliver the gas to a liquefaction plant outside the capital, Port Moresby, where it's loaded on ships bound for Japan, China, and Taiwan. The gas boom utterly transformed life in and around the tiny provincial capital of Tari. Some locals hired on as security guards and construction workers. Many others protest that the benefits promised by the government and the company never materialized. Last month, a convoy carrying the governor of Hela Province was attacked at a roadblock. One man was pulled from his car and shot. Another man died in the subsequent shootout. The next day, a mobile police unit raided a nearby village. Police said they burned a couple of houses to flush out suspects. A local Red Cross worker told Radio New Zealand that 200 houses were destroyed. He also said that security police hired by ExxonMobil participated in the reprisal raid. ExxonMobil denies the charge. Since then, what's described as tribal fighting has overwhelmed local police in Tari. According to the Post Courier newspaper, schools and banks have closed and many stay at home in fear for their safety. Now, Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has authorized $3.5 million for a special force of troops and police to restore order. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.